Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Samach Vav, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis, the end of the Mishnah, Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph, the Mishnah mentioned by Susim, and the Mishnah stated, HaBeisusim Hayu Oimrim, Ink Tzirus Oimrim B'Matzoy Yontiv, and the Gemara then brought a Vekuach between the Beisusim and Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai, as the Beisusim held that when the Pasuk B'Negir Oimrim states, U'Sufart Mulchem, Imachos HaShabbos, Miyoyim Aviyachem, Esim Atufa, Sheva Shabbos, Is Tmimo, Is Tiyana, they explained that the Pasuk means that we will always bring the Minchas Ha'imer right after Shabbos Bereishis. We know that when the Pasuk states Mimachas HaShabbos, it's actually teaching us that the Ha'imer should be brought the day after the first day of Pesach. And as we know, the Korban Ha'imer was brought on Tes Zayin Nisan. And as we previously saw at the end of Rashi, Dibur Maschil Regel Tchilos Regel, the Yontiv Kari Shabbos, that Yontiv is also called Shabbos, the Chsiv, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Emor states, B'negei HaSukkos by Yom Rishon Shabbosayin, and Lemaisa the Braisa brought five responses to the Beisusim. We had the response of Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai, as well as the responses of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Our Gemara will now continue and bring another Braisa that will bring the responses of four different Tanoim. They will actually bring five different responses to the Beisusim, but ultimately these will only be three different responses, as two of these responses will be similar to the responses that we already saw. And this Braisa will bring the responses of Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, or Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yesi will bring two different responses, as well as the response of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and the response that this Braisa will bring down in the name of Rabbi Huda ben Maseira will be similar to the response of Rabbi Elazar in the first Braisa, and the second response that Rabbi Yesi will bring in this Braisa will be similar to the response of Rabbi Huda ben Maseira in the first Braisa. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbana, we learn to the Braisa that the Pasuk in Pashas Emor states, B'negei Ha'imer, U'Sfartim Lachem Imachos HaShabbos, Miyoyim Aviyachem, Es Oimer Atrufa, Sheva Shabbos, Is Tmimos Tiyana. And since the Pasuk states, U'Sfartim Lachem, that you should count, the Torah is teaching us, Shtei Sfir L'chol Ech V'Echad, that there's a mitzvah for every single Yid to count Sfir Ha'imer, and the count of 49 days between the bringing of the Ha'imer and the Yontiv of Shavuos and the bringing of the Shtei Alechem. And as Rashi states, L'chol Ech V'Echad, Shekol Echad Chayiv Lisbar, and it's not only a Chiv on Bezdin, and I entice the maschal usfatum lochem, shte sphere lochalach vechod, gabel yevil ksiv usfat locha, da bezdin karmalu rachmana, and benege yevil the pasuk states usfat locha, that you should count, that's only going on bezdin and not on all of Klai Yisrael. And Tais points out, v'shem bezdin seferim mvorchim, kamesha onim mvorchim, al sphere seimer, that possibly when bezdin counted the years towards yevil, they would actually make a bracha, just like we do, benege sphere seimer. And Tais continues, v'gabi zovid de ksiv, and benege zovid, where the Pasuk in Pashas Maseira states, V'safru lo shivas yamim, lo yishayach ba bracha, certainly a woman will not make a bracha, kivin shei seseres, deyichazi afilu b'shvi yisasra, as certainly it's possible that she will not finish the count, and therefore she doesn't make a bracha, as the entire 7 days of counting is considered one mitzvah, masha enkin b'negiyas v'yus ha'imer, where it's possible that each separate day is considered its own mitzvah, and ayin b'achreinim. And the Braisa now continues that the Pasuk states, Mimachos HaShabbos, and we now have a shayla, that does mean Machos HaShabbos refer to the day after Yontiv, and doesn't mean Machos Yontiv, or Ye'enoi El Machos Shabbos Bereishis, or maybe it means, as the Beisusim stated, the day after Shabbos Bereishis, and we will always bring the Omer on a Sunday, and therefore Shavuos will always fall out on Sunday. And the Gemara brings its first response, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harei O'Emer Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim, and therefore we learn, Kol Sfiru Sha'atah Sefer Lo Yu El Chamishim Yoyim, Vim Tem Machos HaShabbos Bereishis, so Pa'om Sha'atah Moitzi Chamishim Ve'echad, U'Pom Sha'atah Moitzi Chamishim Ve'shnayim, Chamishim v'shleisha, chamishim v'abo, chamishim v'chamisha, chamishim v'shisha. Since the Pasuk states in Pashas Emor, Ad Mimachos HaShabbos HaShviyas Tispru Chamishim Yoyim, so the Torah is teaching us that every time that you count the Omer, you should only be counting 50 days. And just like all would agree that a Pesach falls out on Shabbos, that we will bring the Omer and start Sfiras HaOmer from Sunday, and therefore certainly we would only count 50 days, and therefore the same would apply on every single Yontiv, that every single Yontiv we would begin counting right after the first day of Pesach, and therefore we would only count 50 days. And as Rashi states, "Kashem shem chol Pesach b'Shabbos shel divrei akol atam moinim yom makros shu yom sheni shel Pesach chamishim yom af lo ilum lo tispo yomim yom sheni shel Pesach el chamishim." And as Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda continued, that if you will actually say that Mimachos HaShabbos refers to the day after Shabbos Bereishis, then although it would be true that if the first day of Pesach would fall on Shabbos, then one would only count 50 days. However, if Pesach fell on Friday, then from the day after Pesach, there would actually be 51 days. And if Pesach fell on Thursday, then there would be 52 days. And if Pesach fell on Wednesday, then there would be 53 days. And if Pesach fell on Tuesday, then there would be 54 days. And if Pesach fell on Monday, then there would be 55 days. And if Pesach fell on Sunday, then it would be 56 days. And the Sefer, it's miyuchas to the Rashba, that he's bothered by the question that should be bothering all of us, that l'chayu, if mimachas HaShabbos actually means that you start counting and you bring the Omer the day after Shabbos Bereishis, then every single year, it'll actually be 50 days from after Shabbos Bereishis. And as he asks, ma'arai mi pasuk zeh, v'alo yeshleim, she'sefim chamishim yoyim, mimachas HaShabbos Bereishis, she'petecha regal, u'minayin she'tzarech liyus chamishim yoyim, ayyim ha'sheni shal Pesach. And as we will see, that the question of the Rashba will be the way that Rabbi explains a picha on the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, as we will see in Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. The Rashba is just coming to explain the meaning of the Gemara and how we understand the response of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda. And Ayin and Rashi in Middle Diba Maschel called Sfira Shat Sefer, where Rashi seems to be bothered with this question of the Rashba. Rashi adds in a few extra words, as Rashi states, Pa'am Shat Moin Lefia Cheshman Shel Shtakid Sheschat Limnes Miyam Sheni Yehi Achshav Nun Aleph and Ayin Sham B'Yesabir. The Gemara continues, and let us remember that in the previous braisa that we saw at the top of Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara brought the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar stated, "Ein tzarech as a real imer, as the pasuk in Pashas Re'ei states, Tisper Loch and Sviru Tluy Bebezdin Shem Yoidim L'Chadesh Mimachus HaShabbos Machus Yontiv, and therefore Yotzei's Shabbos Bereishis Shesviras B'Chol Adam." And our Gemara will now bring a similar response. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira imer, and as Tesis points out, that we will see that this member of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira will be different than his answer that he gave in the previous braisa. And Tesis states, "Uv Sefer Shekasav Rabbeinu Gershom Or Inei Agula Machuk Meha Basra Ben Beseira V'Gersh Rabbi Yehuda Stam." Then our braisa, he's Gersh Rabbi Yehuda instead of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. Tesis continued, "V'Shemo Shnayim Hoyu," that potentially we should be Gersh Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, and there were actually two separate Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseirais. The Echad Hoyu Bizmana Bayis Kedemuch Breish Psachim and Va'oid Hoyu Echad Aminu Yishami Der Rabbi Lez Rabbi Shua Bitlu Machshefois Me'Avish Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. Ayin Sham and Ayin Neshita in the previous Brisa, as he is Gerus Rabbi Shua ben Beseira instead of Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, and he's possibly coming to answer the theory that Tosis brought as well. Ayin Sham. The Maisa our Brisa continues. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer Inay Tzarech, and we don't need the previous limit of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, and we continue on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph as a real Omer, as the pasuk in Pashas Re'ei states, Shiva Shavua is Tisbalach. He therefore learns Svira Tlui Bebezin, that this count is dependent on Bezdin and dependent on when Bezdin decides it should be Pesach, as Bimachus HaShabbos refers to the day after the first day of Yontiv of Pesach, and Yotzei Shabbos Bereishis is Sviras B'chol Adam. Therefore, we see from this pasuk that we're excluding the definition of the words Bimachus HaShabbos as referring to Shabbos Bereishis, as certainly we don't need Bezdin to tell us when it's Shabbos, and everyone by themselves could know when to count, and this count would not be dependent on Bezdin, as everyone will know to begin counting on the first batch of Shabbos that comes right after the first days of Pesach. The Gemara continues with the third Tana's response to the Baisusim, and Rabbi Yisi will actually bring two different responses. As Rabbi Yisi Omer, that the Pasuk states Mimachus HaShabbos, and we understand this as Mimachus Yontiv, that this refers to the first day after the first day of Pesach. And Rabbi Yisi continues, Ata'im Mimachus Yontiv, Oyeina al Mimachus Shabbos Bereishis, that how do you know it refers to the day after the first day of Pesach? Maybe it refers to the day after Shabbos Bereishis, as the Baisusim learned, and Rabbi Yisi explains, Amrit v'chinam m'machus HaShabbos shabatecha Pesach v'aloi lo'inama m'machus HaShabbos, that if the Pasuk would be discussing Shabbos Bereishis, then it should have clarified and stated m'machus HaShabbos shabatecha Pesach, as otherwise it's unclear as to which Shabbos Bereishis we're referring to. However, since the Pasuk states simply m'machus HaShabbos, therefore it must refer to the day after the first day of Pesach, as that is clear since we're previously discussing the first day of Pesach. And as Rabbi Yisi continues to explain, the Kol Hashana Kula Malei Shabbosais, the entire year is full with Shabbos Bereishis, and Seu B'doik Ezu Shabbos, and how would we know which Shabbos the Torah is referring to? Therefore, clearly the Torah is discussing the Shabbos right after the first day of Pesach, and not referring to Shabbos Bereishis. Since, as we will see a bit later, that the Gemara will actually bring a Pircha to the first response of Abesi, therefore Abesi continues and brings another response, and this response will be similar to the response of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that we already explained when we learned of Samachayim Beis. Rabbi Yisi explains, "Va'oid nemr Shabbos l'mata v'nemr Shabbos l'mayla," or as we were gurus previously in the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, "nemr Shabbos Shabbos l'mailu v'nemes Shabbos l'mato, and mal alon regel utchilus regel samachla, and afkan regel utchilus regel samachla. And the Gemara continues and brings forth Tana's response, as Rav Shimon ben Elazar imer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar explains, kosav echad imer, that in Pasuk and Pashas Re'e, the Pasuk states, sheishis yom teichu matzais, uve yom ashvi atzeres l'shem alakecha, loy sasa molacha, and the kosav echad imer, and the Pasuk and Pashas Boy states, shivas yom in matzis techilu, ach ba yom rishon tashpisu sa'or mibotechem, ki kol oichil chomitz v'nichus ha'nefesh ha'hi mi'yisrael, miyom rishon ad yom ashvi, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar is bothered, ha'ketzad, that l'chir, how could it be that one Pasuk states that we have 6 days that we eat matzahs, and one Pasuk tells us that we have 7 days that we eat matzah. Therefore, Rav Shimon ben Elazar explains that the Pasuk is teaching us that there are two types of matzah that one could eat on Pesach, as if someone has matzah that's made out of flour that's yoshon, then he could eat that matzah for 7 days, and as the Pasuk states, shivas yom matzahs techelu. However, if one has matzah that's made out of chadosh, then he would never be able to eat that matzah on the first day of Pesach, and he would only be able to start eating that matzah on the second day of Pesach after the Omer was brought. Therefore, he would only be able to eat that matzah for 6 days. And as the Pasuk states, sheishis yom techel matzah is, and as Rav Shimon ben Elazar explains, matzah shi'at yochel oichlo shiva min achadosh, at yochel oichlo shisha min achadosh, and therefore we see that the korban Omer was always brought on the second day of Pesach, and when the Torah states mimachos haShabbos, it refers to the day after the first day of Pesach, and not the Shabbos Bereishis. And this is Rav Shimon ben Elazar's raya against the Baisusim, and as Rashi brings down, v'im tamtin ad la'acha Shabbos, and if you would wait until after Shabbos Bereishis, nimtzis minvatel mikrozeh, kagoyin chol Pesach b'sheni b'Shabbos, v'leisavi oimer ad la'acha Shabbos, v'nimtzis shleisechol matzah chodosh, ala oisiyem levadoi, ayin shom. This second braisa just explained the words of Sfatim Lachem, as well as the words mimachos haShabbos, and now the braisa continues to discuss the rest of the pasuk, as the pasuk states, miyoyim aviyachem es oimer atufa, sheva Shabbos es tmim es tiyena, and the next pasuk continues, ad mimachos haShabbos haShpiris, tisperu chamishim yoyim, v'yikrav te mincha chadosh l'Hashem, and therefore Agamar continues, that the pasuk states, miyoyim aviyachem, and then states, tisperu, and yochel yiksev yovi, v'im es haShir tzi yisbar, and one would think that maybe someone could cut the oimer, and bring the korban minchas oimer, and then start counting at any point that he wants. And as Rashi explains, that the habamin of the Gemara is that hachi mashma mishiyagir mimachos haShabbos to huyoyim aviyacham huchshru sfira mishar shetirza im boi b'yoyim im ochor. The bringing of the Omer just machshir us to start counting the days, but it doesn't have to be done right at that point. Zokter Breisa Talmud Leimer, but the Pasuk in Pashas Re'eh states shiva shavuos tispalach me'achel chom ish bakoma tachel lispa shiva shavuos. And as Rashi points out, mashma la'achel katsira v'koyin mavah techalisbar, that the count should begin immediately after you cut the barley, which is of course the night of the 16th of Nisan. We don't even wait to start counting until bringing the korban oimer. However, the brisa continues and is still bothered. That if the pasuk just stated hachel chormish tachalisbar, then one would think that right after you cut the barley, then you should start counting, and you could bring the korban oimer at any point, and it doesn't have to necessarily be brought the next morning on Tassai Nisan. And therefore, the Torah tells us in Pashas Emor, therefore, we see that our count of the 50 days begins on the same day that we're required to bring the Korban Omer based on these two psukim. So we now are able to understand that on the night of the 16th of Nisan, we will cut the bundles of grain in order to bring the Korban Omer on the 16th of Nisan. And right after cutting the grain, they will begin counting the Omer, and they will begin counting 49 days. And as Rashi states, Tamulema b'yom aviyachem, the mashmalei huchshu sfira el mishiyagir yom avah. However, the Gemara is still bothered, im yom aviyachem, yochlu yiktsa v'yispa v'yavi b'yom. So since the Pasuk states, yom aviyachem, so one might think that we actually have to do all these processes, and the entire procedure must be done during the daytime, and in the morning of the 16th of Nisan, they would cut the oimer, and then they would start counting the oimer, then they would bring the korban oimer, and as Rashi states, im yom aviyachem, the dashin hashto, the shloshten hukvuk v'echad, yochel shloshtem yoyim. So one may think that you have to do all three during the day, and the cutting of the Omer as well as the counting of the Omer would not begin at night. And the Braisa continues and explains Talmud Omer, and therefore the Pasuk Emor continues and states Sheva Shabbos is Tumimus Tiyana, that we must count a complete 7 weeks, and the Emus Atomitza Sheva Shabbos is Tumimus Bizman Shatom Maschel Limonis Mim Be'erev. The only way that the Torah would call this a complete 7 weeks is only if we started counting at night. Therefore, ultimately we will count to complete 7 weeks. Some are not curious to the next few words of the Gemara of Yochel Yiksa Based on our gears of the Gemara, Gemara wants to close the loop, and the Gemara explains, based on these psukim, one may still think that one should cut the Omer, and one should bring the Omer at night, and one should also start counting the Omer at night, and therefore the Pasuk stated, but the Mice, if we would actually go through the Pasugya, we would actually understand this, even without the Gemara making this point, and the Gemara ultimately ends off, HaKetzad, Tzir V'Sfira B'Laglo V'Avar B'Yoyim, that one must cut the stalks of barley on the night of Tessayim B'Nisan, then immediately count the Omer, and as the Pasuk stated, Me'achel Chomish B'Koma Tachel Lisba Shiva Shavuos, finally, since the Pasuk stated, Miyayim HaVi'achem, so he actually has to bring the Korban Omer on that same day, and they must bring it during the daytime, even though the count is at night, and the bringing of the Omer is during the day, and the Pasuk seems to say that it should be done on the same day, but certainly we know that a Yom is a Hoylech Achel Laila, therefore certainly we brought the Korban Omer on the same day that we started counting the Omer, Ayin and Rashi, and before we continue with the next Gemara, let us remember that between the first Braisa that we saw on Daf Samach Yom Beis and the second Braisa that began closer to the end of the Amud on Daf Samach Yom Beis, we saw 9 different Tanaim's responses to the Baisusim. And as we explained, there was actually only 8 unique responses. And our Gemara now continues, Amurava Kulu Islu Pecha Bar Mitati Tanoi Basroi Beim Masisa Kamaisa Beim Masisa Basraisa Leslu Pecha, that out of all of these Tanaim's responses, we actually could ask a Pecha on all of their responses. Aside for the last 2 responses that we saw in the first Braisa, and the last 2 responses that we saw in the second Braisa, and the last 2 responses of the Tanoim in the first Braisa was the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel and the response of Rabbi Huda ben Beseira. And the responses in the second Braisa that do not have a Picha is the second response of Rabbi Isi, which we explained is the same as the response of Rabbi Lezer. And then finally, the last response that we saw in the second Braisa, which is the response of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And ultimately, only 3 of the 8 responses do not have a Picha. And Rabbi now continues to explain what the Pirchus would be. As we saw in the first Braisa, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai's response to Baisusim was that Kosav Echra Ime Tisbuchai Mishimayim, the Kosav Echra Ime Shabbos Shabbos is Tmim Mitsiyana, HaKetzad, Kam Biyantu Shecholi Yis B'Shabbos, Kam Biyantu Shecholi Yis B'Em B'Sar Shabbos, Zok Rovo, Imud Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, Dilma Kedah Baya, Da'am Abaya, Mitzvah Lomim Ni Yoyme, Mitzvah Lomim Ni Shvuye, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai's response to Baisusim is not proper, as Lemaisa, we already use these 2 psukim in order to teach us a din that b'negeis sfiras ha'omer, not only is there a mitzvah to count the days of the omer, but there's also a mitzvah to count the weeks. That's why the pasuk states tisbucha mishim yoyim, and the pasuk also states shavu shabbos is tumim mistiyana. Since we use these psukim for a different drasha, therefore we can't use these psukim as a raya against the baisusim. And Rava continues that Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua's raya against the baisusim were as follows. The Rabbi Lez stated that the pasuk states tisbalach sfirat tluya bebezdin sheim yoydun lechadesh b'machus ha'shabbos machus yontiv, and therefore Yatzis Shabbos Bereishis Shesviras B'chol Adam. And Rabbi Shua stated Amr Torah Manei Yom V'Kadosh Chodesh Manei Yom V'Kadosh Atzeres Ma'Chodesh Samach L'Biyasi Nikar Af Atzeres Samach L'Biyasi Nikares Zok Ravo Imid Rabbi Lez Rabbi Shua Mimayde B'yantiv Rishon Koi Dilma B'yantiv Achron Koi. Although from these psukim you may have a raya that's not referring to Shabbos Bereishis, but we would still not necessarily have a raya that the bringing of the Omer was done on the day after the first day of Pesach, as potentially the Omer should be brought on the first day after the last day of Pesach. And as Rashi states, Imud Rabbi Lezer, the Amat Tluya Bebezdin, Nehida Fiktim Shabbos Mamish, that certainly we have a raya that can't refer to Shabbos Bereishis, El Maidu Machos Jem Rishon Moina, Dilma Miyot Tov Achrein, Vechein Rabbi Shua, the Amat Samach Lubiyasin Nekeres, Dilma Miyot Tov Achrein Kamakra, the Avinami Heka Kavuahu, the Hainu Yom Chafal of Nisan Loilam, therefore Zok Rava, then the first Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Huda Mabeseir, Les Lu Pecha, and is only the response of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Huda Mabeseir, that we do not have a Pecha to. Rava now continues to explain why there are Pechais on Tanoim that brought responses to the Baisusim in the second Braisa. And as Rava continues, Imud Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda have a mina dumul chamshin l'ba mehamishisa, that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda's response to the Baisusim was based on the Pasuk that stated Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim, and therefore we learn Kol Sfir Shat HaSeifa Lo Yiyu El Chamishim Yoyim. Rava explains that l'maisa we can have a Pecha on the member of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, as possibly Memochus HaShabbos refers to Shabbos Bereishis, and when we count 50 days, it actually doesn't mean from the day after the first day of Yontiv, and it actually means from the day after Shabbos Bereishis, and Einachinami every single year, the time frame to start counting the 50 days would start on a different day, and potentially the counting of the Omer could actually start 7 days after the first day of Pesach, and for example, if Pesach began on a Sunday, however, even so, they will still only count a total of 50 days, and they begin the count of 50 days from the day after Shabbos Bereishis, which is really the question that we previously brought down from the Sefer that's Miyuchas L'Rashba. Rava continues, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Mimayda Biyantav Rishon Kai, Dilma Biyantav Achron Kai. Certainly the response of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira brought in the second Braisa, which as we explained is the same as the response of Rabbi Elazar in the first Braisa, so then the same Pircha applies, the same Pircha that Rava brought according to Rabbi Elazar in the first Braisa, Rava brings according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira in the second Braisa. Rava continues, and the first explanation of Rabbi Yisi, where Rabbi Yisi stated, V'chinem m'machus ha-Shabbos ha-B'techa Pesach, V'alei l'inem m'machus ha-Shabbos, D'chol ha-Shan ha-Kulav, M'lei ha-Shabbos ha-Yitzeu B'doik, Eze Shabbos, V'zok Rava, Rabbi Yisi nami, Chaz lei Pircha, V'hainu d'kom v'oid, that certainly Rabbi Yisi himself realized that his Pshat is not a valid Pshat, and that's why he brought a second explanation. The reason why his initial explanation is not a valid explanation, because we could have the same Pircha, as we previously asked on Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua, as although in a chinami, you may be able to prove that when the Pasuk states Mimachas HaShabbos is not referring to Shabbos Bereishis, but who said it's referring to the day after the first day of Pesach, maybe the words Mimachas HaShabbos actually would teach us that we will bring the Korban Omer day after Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and therefore once again the second Braisa, the only two Tanoim where we do not have a Pecha, is the second response of Rabbi Yisi, which as we explained is the same as the response of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. We also do not find a Pecha on the response of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I am tasteless bothered that why do we say that we don't have a Pecha on the Teretz of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, if Lemaisa, based on the fact that the Torah states Sheishis Yomim Teichel Matzais, and the Torah also says Shivas Yomim Matzais Teichelu, so the Gemara Masechtas Avot Pesachim Dashins Mashvi Rishus Af Shishu Rishus, and as the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga teaches us Mashvi Otzer Af Kulan Atzurin, Teis explains Veshem Tati Shmas Mina Ayin Shom, as Teis states in Diba Masel the Leslu Pecha that Af Gav the Itzuch Namid Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Mashvi Rishus Af Shishu Rishus Kid Appreciates. However, Kulu Shaminon, that we learn everything from the same Psukim, Ayin and Taisvis. Gemara now continues Gufa, that we previously saw, that since one Pasuk stated Tisbu Chamishim Yoim, and another Pasuk stated Sheva Shabbos is Tumimus Tiyana, so Omar Abaya and Abaya explained Mitzvah Lemimne Yoime, Mitzvah Lemimne Shvuye. The Gemara continues that even Bizman Azeh, and even after Churban Bayashani, Bonu Debir Abashi, Manu Yoime, Manu Shvuye, the Rabbanu Debir Abashi followed this din of Abaya, and they counted days, and they also counted weeks. However, Amema money yomim v'le money shvuye amma zeich l'migdashu. However, Amema who lived after churban bayisheni only counted days and did not count weeks, as he held that nowadays the mitzvah sfir soimer is only zeich l'migdash. And as Rashi states, amma hay minyan dehashto lav chayvehu the leko imel is zeich l'migdash ba'almuhu hilchuk b'yomim sagi. And in Taisa diba maschal zeich l'migdashu, Taisa states nearer the besafik chashecha yochel varich ve'in tzarich lahamtin ad shei vadi laigla even shu sveiked rabbanon. As nowadays, the mitzvah of Sfiris HaEmer is only midrabbanon. Taisus also states, "Va'oyro imer da'filu biyayim saman chachashecha adiv mishum tamima is kedamrin la'el." Zok Taisus ve'ein nira. And Taisus continues, "Ve'hecha de'shach luspa b'layla paschal b'hag she'sefer biyayim." And ayin sham, where is Meirich on this point? If someone forgets to count Sfiris HaEmer at night, they could still count during the daytime. And finally, at the bottom of Taisus, Zok Taisus oyd pasuk ba'alachas gedeleis shem hisik yom echad v'loy safar. If one missed one day of Sfiris HaEmer, they should not continue counting Sfiris HaEmer Mishum Deboi Tumimais. However, Zok Taisus V'Temeg Deiluhu V'Lo Yitochein Ayin Ridva Mesechtes Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, where he states Midrmais Luki Adodi, that since our Gemara talks about Tzir and Sfir Balagla, which Mashma Da'as Sfir Nami Likuva Kistam Masis in the Hacha V'Im Lo Yisafa Balagla, if one doesn't count at night Ayin Yisafa B'Yom B'Bracha, then he would not count during the daytime with a Bracha El Sha'imim Yirtza Hayim Kach V'Kach La'imer. However, he could still say Hayoyim Kach V'Kach La'imer, and it's clearly Mashma from the Ritva that although he would not make a bracha during the daytime, even if he misses saying Sfira that entire day, he could still continue counting Sfira that evening with a bracha. Ayin in the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Peites Hel Arash B'Seif Psachim V'Aran V'Mordechai B'Perek Beis Megillah Shem Shachach V'Loy Safa B'Layla Yispa B'Yay B'Loy Bracha. Let's keep in mind that when Abaye stated Mitzvah L'Mim Niyayim and Mitzvah L'Mim Nishvuye, so some understand that you don't have to count the weeks every single day. For example, as we do on the eighth day of the counting, that we say Hayom Shmoyin Yomim Shehem Shavu Echad V'Yom Echad Ba'Imer, and instead it just means that when it comes to a week, then you should actually count the weeks. For example, when you get to the 14th day of the Imer, then one would either say Hayom Abba Asi Yom Shehem Shnei Shavuos Ba'Imer, or one would only say Hayom Shnei Shavuos Ba'Imer Im Birishenim. When we explained the Gemara Rabbanu Debir Rabashi Manu Yomim Manu Shvuyei, we didn't explain what what he actually holds, and it is possible that he would also agree that Zecher Migdash, and even so, you should still count the days and the weeks. However, Ayin the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rabbanan and the Beir Abashi are actually being Chaylok al HaMimar. They hold that even Bizman Azeh, there's a mitzvah deraisa to count the Omer. That's why they hold that mitzvah Lemimne Yomei or mitzvah Lemimne Shvuyei. Before we begin with the new Mishnah, let us point out that the Pasuk and Pasuk by Yikra states, V'im Takrav Minchas Bikurim LaHashem, Aviv Kolu Be'ish Geras Karmel Takrav Es Minchas Bikurecha. And as Rashi explains, that this Pasuk is discussing the Minchas HaOmer, and the Pasuk teaches us that when you will bring the Minchas HaOmer, which is brought from the first grain and from the first stalks of barley, then it should be toasted over fire. When you grind it, you shouldn't grind it very fine, and it should be coarsely ground, and you should make sure that the kernels that you grind are plump and they're not dried out. As we know, in order to make flour, the process begins by reaping and harvesting the grain, then threshing the stalks, and generally it is done by beating the stalks with a heavy instrument, and that would help separate the chaff from the kernels or the bran. Then in order to separate the chaff from the kernels or the bran, they would have to winnow it, then they would pile up all the grain, and finally they would do meruach, which is to smooth out all the grain, and that is considered the gemar malacha. And as we know, that the chiyuv maisa only starts once there was a meruach, and only once there was a gemar malacha. And as we already learned, that in order to be mefasim the cutting of the grain, and lohitzi meliban shel besusim, there were three people that would cut and reap the stalks of barley, then place the stalks of barley into a basket. And our Mishnah continues, katsruv in asnur bekupais, these three people would reap the stalks of barley, and they would place them into baskets, and they viyu lazara, and then they brought these baskets into the azara, prior to the kernels being removed from the stalks, they would hold the stalks and place it into the fire in order to toast the kernels. This was done kedei l'kayim by mitzvah kali divrameir. This was done in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of kali. And as the pasuk stated, kolu be'esh, that the barley was toasted in fire. And these are the words of rameir. And the mishnah continues v'cham imrim. However, the cham argir rameir, they hold that it wasn't toasted while it was in its stalks, and instead bekanim v'kolchol ischoyv tnei son kedei shlo yismaich. After they brought the stalks into the azara, they would beat the grain with soft reeds and the stems of cabbage in order to remove the kernels from the stalks. And even though generally when you would thresh grain, you would actually use heavier items, however, they wanted to make sure that the kernels would not be crushed, as in this way it was easier to separate the chaff from the kernel. And that was actually the next process that was done. At this point, they would actually winnow the grain, and this way the chaff would fly away and they would be left with the kernel. And the Chacham continued that now that they had the actual kernel, Nasnul Aviv, they would actually place the kernel into a copper pan or into a copper pipe. The Aviv Hay Menukav Kadeshia or Shayla Bikulai. This copper pipe was perforated in order to make sure that when they placed the copper pipe into fire in order to toast the kernels, that the kernels were toasted evenly. Since once it was toasted, so some of the moisture of the kernel may still be in the kernel. So the Mishnah teaches us that Bein Lefir Ameir and Bein Lefir Arbonon Shatchu Ba'azara, they would spread out the kernels in Dazara, Varuach Menashevas Ba'i, and the wind would blow on the kernels, dry out the moisture that was in the kernels. And once the kernels of barley were dry, Nesnul Erechaim Shel Graysais, Vaitziyu Mimenu Yisarin, Shu Menupa B'Shleish Esrinapa, they would take the kernels and they would place it in a mill or a grinder that was generally used for beans, and this wouldn't grind the barley into fine flour, and instead it was coarser flour. Finally, they would now sift the flour 13 times, and they would be left with the finest of flour. That Isarna flour was used for the Minchas HaOmer, and since we already learned that they started the process with 3 saw or 5 saw, so they were left with a lot of extra flour, and the Mishnah teaches us, Basha Nifta V'Nechel Chol Adam, and the rest of the flour would be redeemed, and it would be considered chulin, and they were able to sell it to any person, and that person was able to use it in the regular course of business, and was considered chulin at that point. The Mishnah now brings a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva, as the Tanakam holds v'chayi b'chala u'potim en ha'maisa, and Rabbi Kiva v'chayi b'chala u'v'maisais, that the Tanakam holds that even though this flour was owned by Hegdish, however, this man chiyav of chala is only once you mix the flour and water and you created a dough, and since the dough was not created while it was still Hegdish, therefore any person that buys the flour from Hegdish will still be mechuyav to take off chala once they actually make this into a dough. However, since we previously explained that this man of chiyav v'maisa begins from meruach, in this case the process of meruach was done while it was still Hegdish and before it became flour, and the pasuk tells us that the only thing that Yes, Chai B'maisa is only the Gancha, your Dagon, but not the Dagon of Hagdish. Therefore, even though at this point a regular person owns this flower, however, they would not be Chai B'maisa. Rabbi Kiva argues and he holds that not only would they be Chai B'Challah, but the person that bought this from Hagdish would still be Chai B'maisa, and the Gemara will explain the Machlek is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. And I in Rashi that when the Mishnah stated that you actually sift the flour 13 times, and Rashi brings the Mishnah Daf Ayin Vav and Beis that states, and this is based on Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai, and the Gemara will actually bring a machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Laza, as the Tanakam holds, Bedaka Begasa, Bedaka Begasa, and Rav Shimon Laza holds, Shleish Esri Napa Yishoi B'Migdash, Zulu Mayil Mizu, Vizulu Mayil Mizu, Al Yoyin Kerleta Subin, Tachtoyin Kerleta Seiles, and on Daf Ayin Vav and Beis, we will explain this in great detail. In Lemaisa, we saw a machlekes in our Mishnah between Rami and the Chachamim as to at what point they would toast the kernels in order to be Makai in the mitzvah of Kali. And our Gemara will now explain the basis for the machlekes. And as the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan that we learned in the Braisa, and this Braisa will discuss the entire pasuk that we saw in Pashas Vayikra that stated, "V'imtakr milchus bikurim Lashem, aviv kolu be'esh, garis kamel takvus milchus bikurecha." All agree when the pasuk states aviv, ze aviv, that refers to the first cutting, and as Rashi states in our Gemara, "Kloima rishis katzir." However, Ayin Rashi and Chumash that explains the word aviv as tfuah that is ripe, and as Rashi states, "Nemekan aviv nemel alon ki I saw your aviv ayin sham." The Braisa now continues and brings the machlekes between Rami and Chachamim as to how to understand the pasuk when it states kolu be'esh. Rami teaches us melamit sheyisol mehavon oisu be'esh kedai l'kayim boy mitzvah koli divramir. Rami understands that when the pasuk tells us kolu be'esh, teaching us that one should take the actual stalks while the kernels are still in the stalks without using a different kli, toast the kernels by having the kernels come into direct contact with fire, as Rashi and Mishnah stated, umhavin bazor bishibolim. However, Chacham Imim and the Chacham hold, and we continue in Daf Samach Vavim Beis, that in or Lashon Kali, when the Torah uses Lashon Kali, it doesn't mean that they should be toasted directly in the fire, elu dava achar, and as Rashi states, klimali de dava achar, they have to be toasted while in a pan, and that is the Lashon of Kali, and if it would actually be toasted directly in the fire, that would not be called Kali. We will now be Gurus Lishna Chino, Ein Lashon Kali El Dove Kolol, that the Chacham hold that since the Pasuk used Lashon Kali, the Torah is teaching us that you should use something that is shiny, and you shouldn't roast the kernels directly, and instead they should be placed in a shiny copper kli. And the Chacham explain HaKetzad, and how is it actually toasted? Avuv Shel Kli Is Hayusham VaYimunuk B'Kechavara Kadeshia Or Sheletz B'Kulai. They would use a perforated copper kli, which was the standard kli that was used by those actually were in this business of selling toasted parched grain, and they would place the kernels of barley into this kli and place the kli into the fire, and this way all of the barley was toasted evenly. Ayin Rashi at Tapad Amid Imhoyu Mahavna Yisrael Mamish Ba'ar Inu Nikra Kali, and Ayin Rashi in Chumash who states Kalu Be'esh Shemiyashin Yisrael Or Ba'aviv Shalkoyim as she Lule Kain Inu Nichanes Berichayim Lefi Shahi Lacha, as if you don't toast the grain, and since it was just harvested today and it was very fresh, therefore it would be too moist to actually grind. And the Braisa continues that the Pasuk states Aviv Kalu Be'esh Geres Kamel Takav Es Minchas Bekurecha, and the Gemara states Inu Yudeim Aviv Kalui Im Geres Kalui. We could have a Shaila if the Torah means that the toasting of the grain will happen while it's still grain, or does it happen once it's already made into flour? And as the Pasuk states Geres, which refers to coarse flour, however Keshua Ime Be'esh, but since the Pasuk states Aviv Kalui Be'esh, therefore Hifsika Inyan, so the Torah is telling us that we first have to place the kernels into fire, and only afterwards do we turn into geres, and only after it's already toasted that we actually grind the kernels into coarse flour. And of course, at this point, there's machlekes between Rami and Chachamim as to at what point they actually toasted the kernels, and Lefi Rami was still in the stalks, and Lefi Chachamim was already removed from the stalks, as we saw. The Braisa continues that the Pasuk then states, Carmel. The Braisa explains that this is actually Neitrikin, and it's a contraction of two words, and the words are Rachumol, and we take the Chof Resh of Carmel, and we swap the letters, and the word is now Rachumol, that the kernels should be soft, and they should be crushable, meaning that the kernels should be very fresh. And as we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dal Amud Beis, Mitzvah So'im Elohavi Min HaKarev, and the first explanation of the Gemara was, Mai Taima Yibayis Eim Mishum Carmel Takrev, and as Rashi states, Rachumole Shteyatfu Rachuvin Mlelos Biad, V'maisim Rochig Nosh Lozikum Miskasha B'derech, and if you bring it from far away, then the wind will blow on it, and it will get hardened, Hai Kamel B'Mukhas HaImiksev, as we just saw. And since the Braisa just brought a word in the Torah that we dash in based on a trikin, so the Gemara continues to bring other examples where we dash in a word based on a trikin and based on an acronym. And as the Braisa continues, v'chein o'emer, and as the Pasuk in Malachim Beis states, b'negei Elisha, v'ish ba mi'bal shalisha, v'yavi le'ish halikim, lechem bikurim, esum lechem sa'irim, v'kamel b'tzikleinoi, v'yoyim etein la'om v'yichelu. While there was a famine, a person came from a place called Bashalisha, and he brought for Elisha, as well as for his 100 Talmidim that were with him, bread from the first crop, and 20 loaves of barley bread, and fresh kernels. Elisha said, you should give it to the people, so they could eat, even though the word b'tzikleinoi generally means in the husk. However, we dash in this word, based on the trikin, and based on its acronym, and we dash in bar that this person came, v'yotzik lanu, and he poured food for us, v'chalnu, we ate the food, v'navahaya, and it was good. And as Rashi brings, the base of b'tzikleinoi is bar, the tzadik kuf is v'yotzak, the lamed is lanu, the vav is v'chalnu, and the nun vav is v'navahaya, nahaya alechem, that the bread was very good. And the Braisa continues, v'oimen, the pasuk in Mishlei states, l'chon nir v'doidim adabayka, nis'alsa ba'avim, and as Rashi explains, that this pasuk is a conversation between an Ephes and a Noyev, and between two people that are being Mizana, and the Pashas of the Pasuk is that she tells them that let us enjoy ourselves having Tashav Shamita, and we dash in the word Nisalsa based on the Trikin of Nisa Vinitain, Vinala Vinismach, Vinischata Ba'avim, and let us have a Maso Matan, and either it means that let us talk between ourselves, or it means that they will make a business deal as he will pay her for her services, and then they will go on to a bed, and we will enjoy ourselves, and we will relax together by having Tashav Shamita. And as Rashi states, in the title, K'moy ben Mischata l'fnei aviv, as we saw in Masechtas Tainus, keep in mind that in this acronym of Nisalsa, the Samach is actually used as a sin, and as we saw, the Lashon of Nismach, the last hay, is being used as a ches, and it is used for the Lashon Nischata. And the Braisa continues, V'oimer, find another Nitrikin in Eov, as the Pasuk states, K'nafru nonim alasa, im evro chasidim v'noitza. Now in Rashi, that this Pasuk is talking about a very large bird called the Bar Yochani. And some explain this refers to a peacock. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Eve about the greatness of the world, and there's even a bird that flies up very high when it has to lay an egg. So the pasuk uses the term nelasa, and even though the pashas means that the bird is enjoyed, however, we dash in it based on its acronym as noisei oylev neschata, that it carries its egg and it goes up to its nest. And only once it gets into the proper position, then it releases its egg gently. Once again, we use the hay as a ches, and as Rashi states, that in this case, the Lashon Chitoi is Lashon Hirada, a Lashon of lowering, to the Tanam of Masechtas Yuma, Hischil Mechate V'yared. And finally, the Braisa continues and brings another case in the Trikin, as Va'imez, we also find a Pasuk in Pashas Balak, where the Malach is speaking to Bilam, and the Pasuk tells us, Va'yemei Lov Malach Hashem, that the Malach Hashem said to Bilam, Amalei Kisa Sasencha Zeshal Shugalim, that why do you hit your donkey three times? Hine Neche Yatzasik L'Satan Ki Yard Aderech L'Negdi, that the reason why he wasn't going in the proper direction, because I was blocking his path as you were hurrying to go against the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once again, we dash in the word Yorat, B'loshen Etrikin, Yorasa, Rasa, Natsa, that it was afraid as it saw me. That's why it veered off course and it didn't travel in the proper direction. We previously explained the word Kamel as Rachumal, and the Gemara continued to be Rabbi Shmuel Tana. The following was taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, that when the Pasuk states Kamel, Karmole, it refers to a full pillow. And as Rashi states, Kar Loshin Karim Viksasais, Shehi Azug Shaklia Mole Bigarin, Shehagarin Mavushal Kaltochai, and should be fully ripened. And as the Shita brings down, Klaima Shemole Adogan Beresha Shibolis, Kakar Shu Mole Noitzer, just like a pillow that's filled with feathers, Klaima Shunis Gadal Kuloi, that's fully grown and it's fully ripened. The Gemara continues that we learned in the Mishnah, the Shad Nifta Vinechel Chodom, that the excess flour, which was more than the Yisarna flour, was then sold to regular people. It was no longer hegdish. The Mishnah then brought a machlekes as the Tanakhama held the chay bechalav potim in amaisa. However, Rav Kiva mechay bechalav amaisois. Our Gemara begins on Rav Kana. Rav Kana wants to explain the shita Rav Kiva as to why he's mechay bemaisois. As Omer Rav Kiva meruach hegdish ain't a poita. Even if during the period that grain belonged to hegdish, that hegdish actually performed meruach, the Gemara malacha was done while it was in the hands and while it was in the ownership of hegdish. But even so, we're not potter from maisa. Once a person buys this grain from Hegdish, he would still be Chayv and Maisa, and that's why Rabbi Kiva stated that not only would be Chayv and Chala, but one would also be Chayv and Maisa. And the Gemara will now ask two questions on Rav Kahana, and therefore prove that the reason Rav Kahana gave for the Shita Rabbi Kiva is not actually correct. it. And as the Gemara continues, Moshe Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes asks a question of Kahana from the following Brisa. As the Brisa states, Moshe Shol Son Alolu Ma'o Isim Boy, that what would Hegdish do with the extra part of the three Sa that they still had left over after they took the Sarn of Seilis for the Minchas Oimer? This Brisa tells us the same din as the Tanakama of the Mishnah, that Nifta V'Nechel Chodom V'Chai B'Chalu Potom Min HaMaisrois. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Kiva M'Chai B'Chalu V'Maisrois, and up until now, it's exactly the Machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva. However, the Brisa now continues, Amru Loi, that the Chum responds to Rabbi Kiva, Poydu B'Yad Gizbo Yechiach, that will bring you a riot, that one that buys Tzvur from Hegdish is Potom Min HaMaisrois, and you're incorrect, and you would not be Chai B'Maisrois, as we know that when Hegdish owns regular grain, that if someone buys this grain from the Gizbar, then it would be Chai B'Chalo, Potom Min HaMaisrois, and as the Brisa states, Poydu B'Yad Gizbo Yechiach, Shechai B'Chalo, Potom Min HaMaisrois, and therefore, just like in that case, we know that in there is Potom Min HaMaisrois, so therefore, in a case where someone buys the excess flour from the Minchas Oimer, they should be Potom Min HaMaisrois as well. Rav Sheshes now asks this question, Rav Kana, that Be'im Isa the Meruach Hegdish Ein Hapoita, and if you're correct that the reason that Rabbi Kiva is Chayilka Tanakama is because he holds that Meruach Hegdish Ein Hapoita, so Maika Amrulei, what is the great question that Chama is asking Rabbi Kiva, as it's the same exact question as we have been Benegei the Tua of the Minchas Oimer, just like Rabbi Kiva is Chayilka Nechachamim, Benegei the excess Tua of the Minchas Oimer, and he holds that it's actually Chai B'Maisa, so he would also hold that when someone buys regular Tua from the Gizbar, that he would also be Chai B'Maisa, and he would argue on this halacha as well. And the Gemara continues, V'oid, Isir Rav Kahana Bar Techlifa L'Rav Kahana, that Rav Kahana Bar Techlifa asked the following question, Rav Kahana, Miritanya from the following Brisa, as the Brisa discusses the Shita Rabbi Kiva from our Mishnah, and the Brisa teaches us Rabbi Kiva M'Chai B'Chal V'Maisa is, and the Brisa actually gives the reason for Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva holds, officially Nitnu Mois al Tzerichlen, is when the Gizbar would buy the Tua for the Minchas Oimer, would tell the seller that they're only buying exactly a certain of the flour once they sifted all the flour and they decided which certain they wanted. So Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh Brira, and they only acquired that flour and no other flour, and therefore the rest of the flour was actually never Hegdish, and certainly it's Chai B'Maisa, as even though Hegdish actually did Meruach, however they didn't own the Tua, and therefore it's still considered the Guncha, and it was never Potom Min HaMaisa, and we don't see from the din of Rabbi Kiva that Meruach Hegdish ain't a Poita, as in a case where the Tua actually belonged to Hegdish, and Hegdish actually did the Gemar Melacha and did Meruach, then even Rabbi Kiva would be Maida, that if one buys this grain, or one buys this flour from Hegdish, that it would be Potom Min HaMaisa, and because of these questions, so the Gemara explains, Elam Rabbi Echran, therefore Rabbi Echran explains, Diflin Rav Kana, the Talmud Aruch Hu B'Piv Shor Rabbi Kiva, Shalai Nitnu Mois Al Tzerich Lehen, this was actually a Kabbalah that Rabbi Kiva had from his Rabbeim, and when Hegdish made a deal with the seller to sell them the Yisorin of flour for the Minchas Oimer, so they made a deal that they're only buying the Yisorin, and any other part of the three saw or five saw that they initially purchased was not Hegdish at all. And Ayin Taisis, Diva Maschel Shalai Nitnu Mois Al Tzerich Lehen, Taisis bothered, how could we say that the rest of the flour was not considered Hegdish at all? If Lemaisa the Braisa previously stated, Basha Nifta, and why would there be a requirement to be pointed the rest of the flour? And Taisis brings two explanations, as number one, V'hadik Toni Basha Nifta, Lestle, Dilodele Bayaptia, that in a Chanami, that part of the Braisa was only going Lefid Chachamim, as Lefid Rabbi Kiva, there is no requirement for Pidyon. And then Taisis states, Inami, or we could explain that in a Chanami, that part of Braisa could even be going like Rabbi Kiva, and the reason why there's a requirement of Pidyon is only Rabbanon, Shalayimu Hegdish Yaitzi, Blay Pidyon, Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.